1 year ago, the warring parties in Bosnia signed the Dayton Peace Agreement. Today in London, a two-day conference opened to assess the progress the three sides in Bosnia have made toward implementing the accords. The meeting included Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbot, foreign ministers from 50 countries, and officials from the United Nations and international aid agencies. Representatives of the Bosnian presidency also took part. From London, NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports.
It was a day for sober assessments. Bosnia still did not know peace. It was living with the absence of war, was the general consensus. Britain's Foreign Secretary Malcolm Rifkin said the fault lay with Bosnia's politicians.
There is not yet hard evidence of a real political will by the Bosnian parties to work closely together to rebuild their country. Some small steps in that direction, but the necessity remains for pressure from the international community. And that is why one of the major themes of this conference is the conditionality that the international community is willing to continue to help, but only if it is clear that the Bosnian parties themselves are willing to respond.
Conditionality was the buzzword of the day. It was used by Carl Bildt, the international community's high representative in Bosnia. It's his job to oversee the implementation of the civilian aspects of the Dayton Agreement. Bildt said aid promised by the international community would not be forthcoming until the Bosnian factions met the conditions set down in the Dayton Agreement in several key areas, such as setting up neutral police forces. He noted that far too many of the police are simply recruited from the local militias that terrorized the country during the war.
If we go to the issue of police, for example, if we say that we're going to help with training and equipment and all of that of their local police forces, that is, of course, dependent upon how they organize and run their police forces. We are not there to train thugs.
Another crucial area where conditionality will be used is resettlement of refugees. 250,000 have returned to their pre-war homes in the last year, but 2 million people remain displaced, in some cases because they have no homes to go back to, but in many others because the local authorities are not complying with the Dayton Agreement's rules on allowing refugees to return to their places of origin. The international community will not rebuild homes and infrastructure if refugees are not allowed to return home. The main issue troubling the delegates was the Bosnian faction's failure to aid the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague in its work. Most of the 75 indicted war criminals remain at large. Bildt told the delegation from Bosnia that the patience of the international community is wearing out over the lack of cooperation on arresting criminals, and that it will consider new measures if the situation doesn't improve soon. The conference was overshadowed to a degree by the ongoing protests in Serbia. Bildt said the protests filling the streets of Belgrade, now in their 17th day, had a big impact on what happens in Bosnia.
You can never see Bosnia in isolation. The war did not start in Bosnia, and peace can never be stable in Bosnia if we don't have stability throughout the region. And that stability can never be built on repression. It has to be built on progress towards free societies and free economies.
Bildt added that the current repression in Belgrade risks that stability. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.